Hey, it's Nikki Llewellyn Gregory, and you're on Gut Plus Science. You're in for a fast-paced, storytelling, action item-rich leadership growth experience. I hope you make this podcast a habit. I consider it a leadership mentoring tool. Learning together makes us better together, and that is how we change the world around us. Let's get to it. Hey, Gut Plus Science listeners, it's Nikki, and today's episode is a special series with my friend Renee Smith. It's called To Work With Love. I believe that loving leaders transform workplaces and create work experiences that are meaning-filled. Renee fights against fear-based leadership and helps us learn how to lead with love and do it in such an empowering way. You're going to love this episode. Renee, take it away.
Hi, this is Renee from A Human Workplace, where we believe that the secret to business and organizational success is love. We help leaders and teams build a loving way of working so that everyone can find joy and satisfaction, meaning, contribution, and belonging, and your organization can find success. In such a loving workplace, we are committed to everyone thriving. This need to thrive is so great right now that I have committed most of 2024 to this topic. So when we talk about thriving, we don't mean typical wellness or resilience practices. Even though those can be important, when we talk about thriving, we are talking about moving away from a wasteful, frustrating, harmful kind of operation and toward experiences that are characterized by courage, clarity, wholeness, spaciousness, simplicity, and hope. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to be a courageous workplace and why that is so important. So, what is courage? Courage is the ability to do something in the face of fear. That word comes from the old French term courage and from the Latin cor, meaning heart. So with courage, we can speak and act from our hearts, from our knowing, from our truth, despite any fears we might have. And while we might think of courage as something superhuman or extraordinary, I've found in my own life that courage is a human attribute that we can all have access to. It's funny how, like, the day before we experience the need for courage, we might not imagine our ability to be courageous. But when the moment comes, courage can be there for us when we need it. We can take courage. Now, I want to talk for a minute about fear, the fears that we need to overcome with our courage. So human beings naturally experience fear related to a lot of different situations, but particularly social stressors. Psychologist Maxie Maltsby taught that human beings are motivated to avoid experiencing what they called the four fatal fears. Those four fatal fears are the fear of failure, the fear of being wrong, the fear of rejection, and the fear of being emotionally uncomfortable. And these fears point to human needs to succeed and to be right and to be accepted and to be comfortable, emotionally comfortable. We see these as particularly true in the dominant culture. So the drive to seek such conditions, the drive for, you know, success and be right and acceptance and comfort, and to avoid the opposites of those are part of this natural tension that we experience during daily life. So speaking up and standing out comes with some natural fear, just as part of being human. You know, when I get ready for this podcast, you should see me around here. Like, I'm always having to deal with a little fear and some anxiety. You know, I want to do a good job. I don't want to fail. I want to be accepted. I want to share ideas that are helpful. I want to get it right. And I bet you could relate to that too, and whatever work it is that you do. We all have those challenges that we face where we've got to sort of, you know, pull it together and speak up and stand out and do our thing. And sometimes we face circumstances in our organization, though, that go beyond our daily work where we need to speak up about something really critical. We might feel the need to speak up and share an idea or point out an opportunity or address an ethical issue or name a problem or confront an inconsistency or offer a solution or just maybe disagree with a popular opinion. In the very best and safest and most supportive of environments, we're still going to naturally experience these kinds of fears. But in these moments that really matter, as leaders, we want people to speak up, right? We don't want the idea or the insight or the problem to go unnamed. If we're going to succeed, if we're going to create quality, if our products are going to be safe, we need people to speak up. We want people to be brave, to ever overcome those natural fears that they have, to be courageous. So we shouldn't want to make this process of speaking up or standing out any harder than it naturally is, any harder than we already are kind of wired to be already a little afraid and uncomfortable. We don't want a layer of toxic bullying or harassment or marginalization to layer on top of our natural human, apprehensions and fears. We don't want a pile of betrayal or shame or abandonment to stand in the way and to get on top of the normal fears that we experience. I mean, why would we do that? Why would we make it harder than it already is to be courageous? So when I talk about being courageous, what I really mean is that we create a team environment where it is safe to be courageous. We're always going to have this need to sort of overcome some natural human fear to be courageous. So let's make it safe to do that and get rid of all of those extra layers of fear. So why is it important? If we build a way of working that values psychological safety and encourages courageous action and respects vulnerability, then our organizations are more likely to be healthy and growing and succeeding. Our employees are more likely to be satisfied. And, you as a leader play a key role in modeling this triune set of behaviors, this safe, courageous, vulnerable set of behaviors. Your self-aware and choiceful way of being can create an environment where every employee, everyone feels safe to take risks and express themselves. But there's another thing at play here. Speaking up courageously isn't just about overcoming challenges and innovating, making better solutions and solving problems to get results to compete and all of that, which of course is important, but it goes beyond that. According to researchers Kerner and to Deeg and May, speaking up and acting courageously is part of our identity as people. And courage is linked to wellness and to moral fulfillment and meaning and happiness. So put another way, courage is key to thriving. Now, you knew I was going to get there, right? There I was. Courage is key to thriving. Courage is a thrive factor. So we thrive when we feel safe to give voice to something that's part of our identity or something that we know to be true and important. When we live and work in harmony, we thrive. But when we feel it necessary to ignore our knowledge or push aside our morals and values to keep the peace or to keep our job, we suffer. And that leads to a terrible sense of internal dissonance and ultimately emotional harm and physical illness. So as a caring leader who wants to create thriving, it's important to support courage when it happens. So the moment is going to come when someone is going to take a deep breath and they're going to take you at your word and they're going to test out their courage. They're going to find out if you really mean it. And so we want you to be ready for that moment. And so here are some things to keep in mind and what to do. First of all, you need to be on the watch for courage. Be on the lookout for it. When you see somebody acting with courage, respectfully notice it and name it and acknowledge the risk-taking that they are displaying and applaud it. Be on the watch for it and then appreciate it. Say thank you for those acts of courage. Even if it's awkward, even if something difficult is named, actually, maybe especially when something difficult is named, please say thank you. Even if the act of courage surprises you or maybe puts you in kind of a tough spot, even if you're having a hard day, say thank you and then respect their contribution. Be sure that their risk-taking is supported by truly considering what's being offered. Even if you don't agree or the observation makes you uncomfortable, again, take a deep breath and choose to be open and appreciative. This is sort of your own, this is like the other half of their courage is your courage. You get to lean into that moment and be courageous, by meeting them in that space of contribution. And then be patient with courage. You know how it is. Oftentimes when we act with courage, we're kind of in this heightened emotional state. Being courageous may have a little extra energy to it or a little more animation than maybe is normal. They may talk a little louder or a little longer than might be needed. They may shake or get a little red in the face. So, like, be understanding of that. Normalize that human experience. That's to be expected. The easier it is to act with courage on your team, the more emotionally regulated people will be in those moments. They'll settle in and be calm, and they'll realize that they don't have to be as afraid, right? And then coach that courage. If they are open to it and, you know, the moment is right, maybe debrief the experience with the person. How'd that go? You know, you were proud that they, you know, took the courage and wanted to just talk about it with them. And, you know, what did they learn? And what are they proud of? And do they have any feedback for you or for the team about how it was to be courageous in that moment? What did you notice? And again, you can express value and appreciation and normalize the experience. And then finally, act on their courage. So they've raised an issue or offered something. So discuss what they've raised. Explore any nuances. Talk about the path forward, what next steps might be. Be sure to follow up. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily do everything, of course, that someone suggests. I mean, it might not be something that can be acted on. But take their courageous act seriously and their contribution seriously by honoring them with actions. And then find out if the process was satisfying to them and handle this all with great respect and care. So there's one last bit that I want to name here and something that's really important to be aware of. Tichenko in 2018, a researcher and their colleagues showed that courage is positively associated with better job performance. So that's awesome. When someone acts with courage, their job performance is going to be better. If we foster a safe to be courageous environment, then performance is going to be stronger. That's fantastic. But the researchers also demonstrated that supervisors' perceptions of that courage were impacted by two things. One is the level of the employee in the organization, and the other is the gender of the employee. So the higher up in the organization the courageous person was, the more positive the supervisor's perceptions of their courage were. And if the person acting with courage was male rather than female, the more positive the supervisor's perceptions of their courage were. So frustrating, right? So even though, and it's really important to get this, those qualities, level and gender, did not change the association between courage and performance. So the person, no matter what the level they were in the organization, courage led to better performance. Male or female, courage led to better performance. It's just that supervisors had different perceptions of the courage. So, and it's so frustrating. And what shall we do as a supervisor or manager if you want to be fair and loving and accepting of all, but you admit and know that you as a human have these lurking biases out there that could, you know, sneak in and really impact how we perceive and respond to people's acts of courage. So first of all, this is about being aware of this human inclination toward this bias and accepting the fact that it's a thing. We have these biases running around in our subconscious, and we can better, you know, address them if we just accept the fact that they're there. And then, you know, we need to be noticing this proclivity and naming it to ourselves and to a trusted coach. And another option we have is to just slow down the process when someone acts with courage and an act of courage is brought to our attention. Slow down the process of responding so that you can be more choiceful. So back to that saying thank you and being appreciative. If someone acts with courage and that's brought to you, then say thank you and mean it, right? Just slow it down, say thank you. And as you're saying thank you, notice what's coming up for you. And listen to yourself, listen to what's coming up in your head and observe yourself. You might notice if you are feeling annoyed, frustrated, doubtful, dismissive, closed-minded, or are you feeling impressed, grateful, curious, open, embracing, thankful for their input? And then notice in that response, what's the level of the person that is being courageous? What's their gender? Are there any patterns to your response? And then no matter what the association there, choose a supportive response that affirms their courage and acknowledges it to others who are around. So we can like slow the process down and make choices to intentionally be supportive of everyone's courage. We need to remember that everyone on the team is watching and will decide if their risk-taking is worth it. You want their courage to be worth it. You want others to repeat that courage. So embody courage as a leader in these moments and be open to the courage of all team members. If you do, you'll create a team where courageous voices and courageous actions are part of your team identity. And then you'll be thriving and you'll be working with love. If you're eager to learn more about how your team or organization are doing on any of the 6 Thrive factors, particularly courage, you can take our Thrive assessment, which is linked in the show notes. And if you want to talk about your scores, you can schedule a time with me or a member of my team at makeworkmorehuman.com. Until next time, be confident in your instincts to be loving and human. Remember, it's a great idea to work with love.
We just left the world a little bit better. Now, go do something with it.